I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
You're listening to the People's Podcast on thingsdezsays.net.
This is awesome.
That sounds nothing like it's what it's meant to sound like.
It sounds so much better.
I don't even know what it's meant to sound like, if I'm honest.
The Vaudevillains theme song from NXT, my new favorite tag team in all of life.
That sounds like it should be on a video game or some sort. I don't know which, Sonic the Hedgehog or something.
It just sounds like a happy song. Like, this is, if you were in a video game and you landed on like a special circle that took you into Happy Island.
Yeah, well, you know, you got those life rings that gives you one extra life or something.
Yeah, that would be the theme song.
Yeah.
I want an ice cream truck to pass by with this.
No one will do it. I'd love them to, but no one would do it. I'm going to buy an ice cream truck just for that purpose alone.
It's too great.
Can we just have it on running in the background?
Just the entire time?
If we get angry, we just kind of...
Oh, that's such a good idea. Like, I'm furious right now that Miz was on Raw last night. So angry. Furious for us. Just
They conned us by saying there would be a former WWE champion there.
I can't be mad with this music.
Well, they didn't con us really, but you know.
Well, there's so much to talk about. It's the People's Podcast on thingsdezsays.net. It's the podcast that it lets you do
stuff. It's meant to be on a Monday, but it's on a Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. Thank you for bringing that up. We were going to do the show yesterday, and then we had an issue with our podcast host.
And I'm kind of glad we didn't now.
Yeah, it's actually kind of good that we didn't. So I guess we can talk a little bit about Money in the Bank, although at this point it's kind of old news.
I think we should talk about it, especially that first match.
There is a lot of good stuff happening. Let's talk about the big news first, though, and that's that, in fact, Chris Jericho... He's back, baby. The sexy beast is back.
Just in time for a book release.
A book release. Also, the new Fozzy album comes out.
Fozzy album.
He is an amazing...
His podcast.
He is an incredible promotions master, is Chris Jericho.
One thing, he kept that quiet.
He sure did.
There was no leak, nothing, not as far as I'm aware.
You know, I haven't been on the internet. Really, in the past couple of days, you haven't either. I haven't read an Observer in a while, so I'm not sure how quiet, but I'm sure if anybody had heard about Chris Jericho coming back to WWE, I would have heard about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Hear about it.
And it's one of those feet, you know, like those old school feelings, well, especially for me back in the 90s, in the early 2000s when there was very little internet access, and you'd get these surprises. I'm like, yes. I had one of those moments when I watched Raw.
Yes, I didn't get to have that moment. Some bastards on Twitter ruined it for me. But
is it my friend, the spoiler again?
I don't know who that is. Maybe it was.
Maybe my spoiler's becoming a Twitter face and hacking everybody and just sending spoilers to random people now.
That damn Twitter face.
Indeed.
So I tried to keep that spoiler free for you, and I'm glad it worked. It was awesome, man. Just because
it worked so much so that you kept me up on it.
Just because the scene that Jericho came back and featured the Miz getting his ass beat, which I can always support.
But then they did it really cleverly and added element of the Wyatt family.
Yeah. So if you're wondering, I guess where Bray Wyatt goes from here, it's a feud with Chris Jericho.
That can't be a bad thing for anybody.
No way, man. There's going to be good... the matches will be fine because Chris Jericho works really hard. And the promos are going to be excellent.
As always. And then you're going to have the six-man tag with Jericho and the Usos flying around everywhere.
Oh, that's going to be awesome. That's a good call.
Shout out to the Usos, by the way. Good grief.
They're consistently... They're taking the Shield place as being like the go-to great match of the show.
Yes. It's been like they've had consistently good matches for over the last year now.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been great. Just been great, man. They've done a great job in WWE of really in the past it's always been like main event scene and then a huge drop down to like
the undercard. Yes.
Now they've done a better job of kind of making a second layer of guys there who aren't exactly like super big stars, but aren't losers either. Like, that's where the Usos are right now.
So you got in that bracket, you've got people like the Usos and Sheamus and
Bad News Barrett,
who Triple H does a wonderful impression of.
Oh, great.
Rob Van Dam when he's around.
Yeah, you got these great guys. And then below them, you got Dolph Ziggler.
And McMahon-dow.
Oh, poor McMahon-dow. That was the other big news of the night. I don't care what anybody says. McMahon-dow coming in. Damian Sandow dressing up as Vince McMahon. I'm surprised he didn't sing Stand Back.
I wanted him to come out to that theme music.
He does a wonderful impression of Vince McMahon, particularly the You're Fired.
Yes, that was very, very good.
So good. So good. And then he lost to Kali in like 2 seconds.
I didn't even know Kali was in the country. I didn't know he was still alive.
Well, he was. My fear is that he's going to be in a battle royal. You have to... There's going to be a point in the match where they're going to have to throw this man over...
Well, no, Cesaro's going to swing him.
That'd be awesome.
He's going to swing him.
I'm afraid he's going to break, though.
You said Cesaro?
Kali.
Yeah, he's very fragile, isn't he?
He's a fragile giant.
But Big Show, Mark Henry, all of them.
There's another big item of news that came out this morning. It's a little funny, but it's... Last night on Raw, Santino was wondering where Emma was. And
he's very sad, bless him.
We figured it out this morning. Emma, whatever her real name is, I don't have her in front of me right now, but she was arrested in Hartford, Connecticut this morning for larceny, which is basically theft of an item under $250 at a local Walmart. Walmart. It's like,
don't the WWE pay her enough or something?
You are a WWE superstar and you shoplift at
Walmart. In Hartford.
Yes, in Connecticut, a notoriously rich state to begin with. What are you doing?
What the hell?
First of all, why are you even at Walmart? Doesn't that set off a red flag to WWE?
Yeah, they work with Kmart.
You should, yes, and also you should have like a tracker on your phone. This is my thing, right? Because I like the older days where like wrestlers weren't even allowed to be seen with each other if they were feuding.
Yeah.
Now,
you know, the heels stay with the heels and the faces stay with the faces.
Imagine growing up in the 80s and going out and seeing like Ray Stevens, the biggest superstar in all of San Francisco history, shopping at Walmart.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan is trying to buy tires at Walmart, tires and fried chicken.
Well, to be fair, if you wanted to buy tires, you'd just go to the Briscoe Body Workshop.
That's true. I didn't mean to. You know, Walmart gave them a lot of trouble, though, you know? They were undercutting them. Poor people.
Yeah.
That damn Walmart. And then Emma decides to go and get her...
I mean, she should be released just for going to Walmart.
That's what I'm saying.
They work with Kmart and Toys R Us and them.
Nowadays, in the age of geo-tracking and being able to know where everyone is, like, the WWE...
Like, you think Triple H should have a bug in everybody's phone?
Yeah, like, if you go somewhere where a superstar shouldn't be, it, like, shocks you. It's like you go to McDonald's order off the dollar menu and it shocks you.
Yeah, and then you see Bad News Barrett's face on the phone. I've got some bad news.
You can't be here. Go somewhere else. You gotta, like...
Go somewhere where the WWE have money invested.
Or that doesn't make you look like a chump. They go to, like, Burger King, and it tells you to go to Red Robin instead. Just because it's fancier. They have fancier lemonade.
You go to some random chicken place that tells you to go to Popeyes.
They have brand recognition. I think that would be a great invention.
The people in WWE headquarters need to get on that.
I do, man. You want superstars? You got to be a superstar all the time, man.
You can't just step in and out of character at your whim.
Yeah, that's not how it works. What is this? Yeah, 1999?
Look at people like Kendo Nagasaki. Look at them.
Yeah, I mean those guys. You think Kendo Nagasaki would go to Nando's to show up at you know, that's a popular place there, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, you think you'd go there? I was trying to think of a British plain place. Chicken and whatnot.
It is.
Yeah.
MVP likes to go there.
Yeah, I don't think Ken Onagasaki would show up there. He just, like, spits mist and he buys his food really fast and he leaves.
And he...
like, nobody ever saw him.
Just he comes out, gets his delivery, and goes back into the limo again.
Did somebody please make that video of just Ken Onagasaki going to, like, public places?
Just... That'd be awesome.
Ken Onagasaki goes to Kmart. I don't know. But Emma, man, it's... you know, my thing is, like... Emma is a she's Australian, you know. They don't know any better.
So. I mean, they were born convicts.
Yeah, so just give they were. So just give her a break, man. She stole an iPod case.
She couldn't buy. Wait, hang on a second.
I don't know.
She couldn't buy an iPod case from WWEshop.com.
I guess not. She couldn't buy her own Emma iPod case. She wanted a normal iPod case.
But why wouldn't you want an iPod case with your face on it or whatever they put on these things?
Wouldn't it be awesome if you bought a TNA iPod case?
Do they work with Walmart?
I don't know.
I don't think they work with anybody. I don't think anybody wants to work with them.
They work with stores in, like, Tennessee that I've never heard of.
Nah, well, what can you do? Like, even they stop working with them.
Like Bob's Bargain Barrel. A hootenanny of sales for a hootenanny of low prices.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I just thought of it right now. If I worked at a store in Tennessee, that is the slogan I would write for them.
Anybody listening in Tennessee, get on that.
Yeah. I just wrote, you know.
Yeah. Oh, Emma.
I feel bad for Emma. Hopefully she comes back.
I don't know. Chances are she'll be released now.
What if she was stealing bubble soap? Because this bubble gimmick is so... labor intensive, you know.
Don't you think the people in WWE production have bubble soap, a supply of it?
Well, I've heard of worse, you know. Sometimes guys have to bring in their own gimmick.
Oh yeah, because you know Triple H always has to go out and buy a bottle of water every night.
Yes,
just one.
Yeah, he always if he shows up, he's like, oh fuck, I forgot my water. Yeah. Damn it! I should bring a liter of water just in case I mess up in the
case. A six pack of water.
Yeah, it always just shows up. Like,
they have to go to Home Depot to buy ladders and whatnot.
That's why, like, every time WWE goes into a city, like the local water salesman is like, "Yes, I will bring in tremendous profits today."
Today, because Hunter is here.
He shall be purchasing my wares. I don't know how Twitterface's lawyer became a water salesman, but...
He's a jack of all trades, is that guy?
I am a jack of many trades, young fellow. Yes. Anyway. I just think that's an amazing story.
But there's been weird, random stories like that before, though, hasn't there? Like in our world.
Yeah. This is the most recent one, though. It's just great. She's stealing an iPod case. First of all, who uses iPods anymore? You could get everything on your phone, you know?
Yeah, people use iPods.
Those people are inefficient.
People use iPods. I mean, the fact that she didn't buy her... she doesn't have a case is worrying, slightly.
Yeah, well, Emma, I mean, first of all, the most dangerous thing you did here isn't steal, but if you drop your iPod...
The fact
you're gonna,
without a case.
You're going to crack your screen, girlfriend. That's a bad
and as Des
time.
Can tell you, those things are very difficult to replace.
Maybe that's what happened. Is she was on her way to the next town because that's what Emma does. Is she makes towns, brother. And
maybe it was for Santino's party.
Perhaps, yeah. She thought, you know, I can have a great time at Santino's party, but oh god, what if I drop my iPod? That would be terrible news.
So it's bad news.
So she was driving along, and she's like, okay, I don't have time to go to WWEshop.com and purchase a new
You think case. She could just pop to the warehouse?
So instead she said, I'll stop by the next place I find. And then she stopped.
It happened to be a Walmart. Granted, they're in like near the headquarters of WWE. I'm sure they have a supply of stuff in their, you know, offices.
That's true. They were pretty close. And then she stops at Walmart and she's going to buy her the iPod case, and then she goes to the counter, right, to pay for the case, but then IRS shows up, And he's like, hey. He's
like, and the repo man?
Yeah. He's like, hey, you can't pay for that because...
Because the $1 million man hasn't approved of this.
Yes. And she's like, damn it. I wanted
and then
to.
And then you hear that creepy laugh that he does.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, shit.
I miss the $1 million man.
I love that guy.
He's awesome.
And then she's like, all right, fine. I'll just steal it. And then she got caught. So
Isaac Yankin will show up.
She was caught by the Mountie. just to make it a complete 90s throwback.
Isaac Yankin will show up.
Indeed.
The Mountie.
That, for all the dirt sheets out there, that's how it happened. Exactly how it happened last night.
How we said it is how it happened.
Indeed.
We wouldn't lie.
We don't lie to people. I'm a journalist.
Yeah. Des took his degree from Fox News headquarters.
Indeed. I took the Newsocratic Oath, which is the oath that all journalists must take to not lie to people.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially if you work for Murdoch.
Yeah.
Which Des doesn't yet. He will, though.
I will. I will be his right-hand man. I will bring him tea and such things. You think Rupert Murdoch is a tea guy?
He's Australian. I'm sure he just drinks alcohol nonstop.
That works, too. Same like, he's just like Emma.
Yeah, exactly.
Full circle.
So I don't think he does the whole bubble thing, though.
Oh. You don't know.
He maybe.
Enjoy weird things. So there was a...
Can we talk about this Usos Wyatt's match for Money in the Bank, though? Oh my god!
Yeah, let's talk about Money in the Bank pay per view.
It was a fun show.
You know, Money in the Bank has had a streak over the last couple of years of being a very good show.
Since they established it in 2010, I don't think the first one was very good. That was a Kane one where he cashed in on Mysterio the same night.
That's right. Yeah, that was kind of
That wasn't that great, but since then. Well, 2011 was awesome. Everyone loved that show.
Although it was the 2010 show was kind of like a redemption because Jack Swagger won it at WrestleMania, and that was like really.
Well, quite. But Kane won it, and who was the other one? Someone else won the other one. I can't remember who.
I don't want to think about it. I know who it was, but he doesn't deserve to be mentioned.
He doesn't. Who was it?
He's the one who cashed in on Randy Orton. And
that guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Sorry.
No, that's right.
Terrible. Oh, I remember that night. It was ouch. You know,
I was actually happy at that point in time.
Why? Because Randy Orton lost.
Because Randy Orton lost, and this is why I hate.
Yeah, but little did you know what would happen.
Little did I know what he would become. Jesus.
No. Little would you know what Randy Orton would go on to next.
See, that was bad for so many reasons.
They should have kept the title on Randy Orton until at least WrestleMania.
I agree. I completely agree. What the hell were they thinking? Wrestling is stupid. I hate wrestling.
2011 was an all. The end of 2020 and the 20. The, be-
2020.
The end of 2010 and the beginning of 2011 was awful. Apart from the Undertaker Triple H match at WrestleMania,
it wasn't awful for us. It was this tag team championship bout between.
Oh my god! The Usos and the Wyatts tore it up.
Holy Christ, man! It was a really, really good opener for the Money in the Bank show. They've done a great job lately of having a really good opening match.
Yes, and for big guys, the Wyatts can fly.
Yes, they can. Luke Harper, again, he worked a long time in Chikara, so he got a really good grasp of that luchador style. So he's great working with these guys like the Usos and stuff. And if Sin Cara ever gets to the Wyatt's level, then Luke Harper would have a great time selling for Sin Cara.
Sin Cara will never get to that level? Who is Sin Cara again? Remind me.
I don't know. Who is that guy?
Mm.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, by the way, the new Sin Cara, the old Sin Cara is in Mexico now, and he has a name.
Yes, I'm well aware.
What's his new name now? Like, so terrible. It was like,
is he injured though, or is he still going?
No, he's there now in AAA.
Well, you can't go back to CML, can
he? No, he got blackballed. His name is like, it's like so terrible. I don't even remember what it is anymore.
Well, who cares? He was crappy here anyway. Remember when he got signed and they did that press conference in Mexico?
Yeah.
With JR and all of them?
By the way, they're doing something very similar next month. We'll get to in a second.
For who? Who?
Who?
Who?
We'll talk about that in a bit, but anyway, this Wyatt's thing was really good.
It was very good. Actually, you know, the whole card was very... Even the Divas match was pretty good. I actually enjoyed that match.
You know
what? Lie.
Yeah, the Naomi Page match, I was getting ready to fast forward through it, but I watched it, and I didn't regret it at the end. And usually when you watch a Divas match, you want to kill yourself halfway through, which is impressive because they're usually...
It kind of restored my faith in the fact that Page is actually very good.
And then they
so is Naomi.
Oh, Naomi's been great. Yeah, and Paige obviously is tremendous. She's not exactly her mom on the microphone, but...
Well, not many people are.
That's true. I don't think... There are a lot of men that aren't Soraya Knight on the microphone.
to be fair, I don't think she can be anywhere close to what Soraya Knight is on the mic in the WWE.
Oh, man. Although, yeah, so Paige won. And they're doing, I guess, a split where... with the
Funkadactyls. Naomi and Cameron, the Funkadactyls?
Yeah, the Funkadactyls are going extinct.
So who gets the... they're just going to split Planet Funk in half?
Yeah, and Total Divas is going to be really awkward to watch, I guess.
Hmm.
I think that's what this is for Total Divas.
But to be fair, Cameron isn't very likable anyway, by all accounts.
Yeah. I'll give you this, though. She's really entertaining on Total Divas. Not for the right reasons.
Well, no, not for the right reason. She was awful on commentary last week. Ugh.
But I tune in to watch Cameron because her adventures are so much fun. But yeah, oh my God, on commentary, I wanted to shoot myself. I was more frustrated with Paige, though. Because at least Cameron tried. She was terrible, but she tried. Paige was just horrendous.
Yeah, Paige wasn't very good on commentary, was she?
Paige needs to stop talking and just tap people out more.
Yeah, just use a scorpion crosslock. Yes. You can't say death anymore.
Scorpion crosslock.
Awful, isn't it? Is that what Sting's going to use when he comes in?
Oh, I hope so.
Scorpion crosslock?
He has a feud with Paige over the move.
like he did with Bret Hart and WCW.
That's what Sting came in for, is to feud with Paige. Yeah, but anyway, they had the match. It was good.
And then after that, there was JBL did the greatest call of all time for the Adam Rose match. Oh, I don't care what anybody says. He was hilarious.
What did he say?
He was saying all kinds of stuff. I don't remember any specifics. The fact that his voice was going made it even funnier.
Yeah, I don't remember paying attention to the Adam Rose match. Who did he wrestle?
Who did he wrestle? I forgot.
He wrestled someone.
He won. That's all you need to know.
All I know about Adam Rose is that he was endorsing alcohol on Monday, and I was very surprised by this.
He was. It's like, hang on a second.
Tea.
Triple H is relaxing the laws a little bit, isn't he?
Yes, it's like iced tea. It tastes just like iced tea, Santino said on Monday.
He did. After saying, son of my gun.
So that was a highlight for me.
There was the contract ladder match was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, people were really surprised that Seth Rollins won in such a heelish fashion, but I really...
Firstly, I didn't realize he only weighed 117 pounds.
Is that what she said?
Yes!
What an idiot. That's awesome.
Didn't he hear? He said 117 pounds. I'm like, what? Hang on a second.
I feel like that's something Vince McMahon would throw a fit over.
It was Dustin Roberts.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
I don't even know. So, you know, like, I've grown so accustomed to the ring announcers, I don't even know who it is anymore. I
listen just specifically for mistakes. Because I'm a joke like that.
Yeah. No, the contract match was just full of awesome stuff, man. So many cool stuff.
Even Rob Van Dam was good.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, but we're talking about the contract one, but...
He wasn't the contract one.
No, he was in the title match.
No, he was in the contract one.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, he was, because he did that spot with Ambrose. You're right.
Yes.
I apologize. Yeah, Van Dam was...
He rolled back the years, so to speak.
He was doing stupid things like he usually does.
He did. He did the Rolling Thunder with the ladder spot that he always does in every single ladder match he's in.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't do it on Van Daminator, though. I don't think he's allowed.
They did a really good a really good job playing up the Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins stuff. I got to give this feud credit, man, because it's so goddamn simple.
It's so good. You screwed me over. Now I'm going to come after you.
It's like,
that's it.
Seth Rollins screwed over Dean Ambrose, right? And now he
forget the Roman Reigns element.
Yeah. No, he's moved on, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
So he screwed Dean Ambrose over. And now Seth has everything and Dean has nothing. But Dean is fucking crazy.
And he has nothing to lose.
And that's the thing now. It's like Seth doesn't have a reason to wrestle Dean Ambrose. So now Dean is going to torture Seth until Seth gives him a match. And
the thing about it is they've added the extra element of Rollins having the Money in the Bank ladder match. So anytime he tries to cash it in now, Dean Ambrose is going
to
be there.
Yeah. So eventually it's going to come to a point where Seth Rollins now has a reason to wrestle Dean Ambrose because, like, I need to get rid of this guy. Otherwise, I'm never going to get to cash in. So it's perfect. It's just a perfect story they've been telling.
It's such an old school feel to it.
Yeah, and Dean Ambrose is so good at playing that crazy character who will potentially rip your face off and feed it to an African goat.
Now, Dez, what would you do? Would it be case or face? Face?
Why not both?
Why not, indeed?
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out when the hell they're gonna write Kane off TV.
I guess they're not gonna, because if they were going to, it would have been after that stretcher match.
You think so? And that was the whole point of the Buried Alive match that they were planning with Brian, was to write him off TV.
I'm guessing they just don't want him to do press because
he's a scary man. He's too nice.
You don't want to scare people away from the movie theater. What with his,
well, all that the fact that he'll be too nice to people, and then they'll just be like, oh. He's not scary.
He's not a murderer. I don't want to talk about politics with Jacob Goodnight.
Jacob Knight?
Yeah. Isn't that his name, Jacob Goodnight, in the movie?
Yes, something like that, isn't it?
Yeah, something weird like that.
They'll have the fake Kane story again.
I will be viewing the movie when it comes out. I just have a perverse enjoyment watching Kane murder people.
The first one was pretty good. It was the best WWE movie that they've released.
Yeah. Like outside of the context of professional wrestling, like if Kane could become the character that he should be, he would be murdering people every.
He would be murdering people. That's what he does.
Yeah. So I think that's why I think the See No Evil franchise works so well. It's like you don't ever watch Miz on TV and think, man,
that guy's a Marine.
Yeah, if this guy had room to grow, he would become a Marine.
The first one was all right because Cena did it, and it was like, okay, maybe.
Yeah, but even that movie didn't work that well. I think it did gross pretty well.
The Austin movies grossed well because they always put Austin in characters that he would do.
But you don't watch I don't think any of Austin's movies have done particularly well.
Well, no, apart from the Expendables, and he wasn't even a big part of that.
Yeah, and that wasn't WWE.
No.
Oh, they wouldn't shut up about it if it was their movie.
But, and then, you know, there was the, didn't Anderson do one? And then he got released pretty promptly.
Yeah, you don't see like God damn it, what was that guy?
It's gonna behind enemy lines or something, wasn't it?
It's gonna kill me. You don't see Triple H
playing a father. Well, he is a father, but you know,
man, that guy would be a great chaperone.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good. I actually watched that movie.
That was dumb.
It was, yeah. The second. Yeah. Triple H, in the last two Triple H movies, all he's done is play fathers. Like, what are you doing here? Kill people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bite them like you did in Blade.
I feel like there should be a crossover between creative and the film casting people. I think it'd be better for the wrestlers.
Exactly. If Triple H does a movie now, he should be a bad guy.
Like in the Scooby-Doo movie, Sankara is like a wise luchador. Did you ever watch the Scooby-Doo movie, by the way?
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh, it's awesome. He's a wise luchador, and John Cena speaks luchador, so he translates for him.
The fact of the matter is, all I saw at the beginning is Miz getting eaten by a bear.
That was enough. Make it the best movie of all time.
Yep.
Even better than Citizen Kane. Just Miz gets eaten by a bear, I don't care what movie you make.
Better than The Godfather. Who cares?
Oh, so much better. Anyway, where were we again? All right, that was a pay-per-view that we're talking about.
Oh, yes. There was a couple of matches after that. Yeah, Rusev was just killing people. Actually, that match with Big E was kind of fun. I'm not going to lie.
I skipped it. I didn't even watch it.
It was fun. It was. Well, the Big E and his preacher voice is interesting.
I'm Big E Langston. I'm all about America.
Sounds like he's going to burst into song.
Or cry. One or the other.
Yeah. Hang on a second.
So are you going to cry?
Big E is a good promo, though.
He is. He's always been a great promo. Especially a great babyface promo.
Yes.
Nothing else mattered. Then you had the Money in the Bank match.
Again, which was... It was short, I thought. It wasn't that long.
I honestly didn't pay much attention to the match.
Neither did I. I fell asleep. I'm not going to lie.
I was, God, I forget what I was doing, but I was doing something during the match.
You were DMing me.
No, I was like, I think I was on Reddit or something. I don't know.
The fact of the matter is, John Cena is now a 15-time champion. Yeah, the story of the match was Kane was helping Randy Orton. That's it.
Yeah, he won. People were happy. I don't care. I mean, it's people online.
Look, it's a means to an end. This wasn't meant to happen.
The funniest thing is people online were so angry, and it's like, who cares?
The people that were angry don't realize it's a means to an end. They had no other choice.
Yeah.
They literally had no other choice. It was kind of like the whole, remember when Ryback and CM Punk were feuding?
Yeah.
And Cena got injured and Cena was meant to have that match? They had no other choice.
So, it looks like at SummerSlam, the rumor is they're bringing Lesnar in, but there's nothing official about that.
It was meant to be, it was meant to be Lesnar versus Bryan, which would have been awesome on a whole different kind of level.
Yeah, but it looks like Bryan's pretty much been dropped from the main event plans going forward because they have no idea when he's going to come back.
Well, apparently he's got to have he might have to have surgery again.
Yeah.
So, which is scary.
That's really scary, yeah.
Because the fact that he said he still doesn't have strength in his arm.
Yeah, he's like 30% strength in one of his arms. It's really scary. Like it's
because that's the problem Edge had, if you recall.
Imagine if he had kept wrestling.
Exactly.
That's
like Edge did.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's good he did what he did.
We want Daniel Bryan back, but we want him back healthy. We don't want an Austin/Edge situation.
By the way, if I had to choose between Daniel Bryan just being off TV or Daniel Bryan being on the show and making boner jokes, keep him off my TV.
Can you keep Bo Dallas off my TV too, please?
No, leave Bo there, but just I don't want boner jokes from Daniel Bryan, who's supposed to be like...
It's not right, is it?
The biggest star in the company, and he's just making... I don't know.
It's not right, though, is it? What do you think they're going to bring Brie back?
Oh, I don't care.
They gotta bring him back soon. No?
I don't know. Just stop Nikki from talking.
Indeed.
Doesn't she ooze stupidity? Like, she opens her mouth and like a whole dimension of stupid comes out of it.
Yep.
She's not a smart woman.
Nope. Well, she is because she's going out with the biggest star in the company, but you know.
She doesn't have to be smart for that. She needs to have boobs for that.
Well, quite.
That was very sexist. But it's true. Damn it!
So he's one away from the great man's record, is Mr. Cena.
Yeah, well, their supposed record, which isn't true.
Well, yes.
So anyway,
apparently Jerry the King Lawler's one with like 32 world champions, but they don't count those.
That's right. They don't count the other six that Ric Flair has won in WCW during that crazy era when everyone was world champion. They just kind of.
I think they do. That's the thing. The 16th one he won in 2000.
Well, no, because it's actually closer to like 22. But there was one that he.
Are you talking about the one when he was the real world champion when he came into the WWE? That one?
No. But it's closer to 22.
Well, you know.
But they like to pretend. I don't know. Maybe
I always thought Triple H would break that record, but he didn't.
Nope.
He's not likely to either.
Not anymore, no. So Raw was...
Raw was interesting.
He had Jericho returning, which people were like, yay, Jericho's back. And then he was promptly destroyed by the Wyatts.
I guess you've got to do that, though.
Paige is
He had his bright light jacket on?
That he did. Paige is no longer the champion. She lost to AJ.
Ooh.
Which sets up... I think a heel turn for Paige. which I don't know if it's gonna work for her.
I don't know if it does set up a heel turn for her though.
It really, she was working heel during the match for all 60 seconds. She was kind of being a heel on the mic. I feel like that's where they're going.
She
was being Soraya Knight, dude. She was trashing AJ in the ring. Classic Soraya stuff.
Well, AJ Brooks is back.
Yes. The fans chanted Mrs. Punk at her.
Yeah.
They should have, man. That would have been awesome. Or just like congratulations or something. I don't know.
You are married.
We are sorry. Oh, man.
It was a night of surprises. Ooh.
I'm surprised JBL was able to contain himself and not make a veiled reference to the fact that she just got married.
To be fair, JBL could barely talk.
Yeah, it's true. He wasn't doing too good on this night.
Why did he take a night off?
Because he's a man, damn it. He didn't take nights off. He's the new Darren Young.
He is. No days off.
No days off, JBL.
He's like, can I get a word in? He said on Sunday, can I get a word in, Edwards? They're like, we're trying to protect your voice. You can barely speak.
Yeah, so AJ's a champion again, which is fine. I feel like actually it's more of a double turn, like a very random double turn. Because AJ.
Very random. I wasn't expecting AJ to be back either.
AJ worked babyface, Paige worked as a heel. And again, I don't know. Maybe she'll be a great heel. She certainly wasn't the best babyface on Raw, so maybe she'll do better on this.
I don't know. I just think she needs to work with people who are on her level. But there aren't many people on her level, so...
Either that or just kill people.
Yes, just put them in the cross lock.
Yeah, just, you know, do what Rusev is doing, except don't be anti-American.
Now, let's talk about Rusev.
Yes.
let's talk about another turn that occurred yesterday.
And it was, it's not like they forced it. He just came out. Like, that's, so Jack Swagger came out to confront Rusev and Lana.
Well, to be fair, it was Zeb Coulter that did.
Yeah.
The hilarious part was he said, I know a real American who can shut you up. And the crowd went, yeah! It can be Jack Swagger. And the crowd went, yeah.
They're like, oh, shit, it's right. Damn it. All right. But they were into him, though. He did get a loud Let's Go Swagger chant and stuff.
He did get a Let's Go. It's you know the initial plan when they brought him back a couple of years back was to turn him face? That didn't work. It's not going to work this time either because the fans just don't like him.
Yeah.
I think the only reason this is working is because it's America versus Russia.
But I feel like that's a good way to do it. Wrestling is very manipulative.
As you wrote in your essay.
Yeah, it's very, you know. So this is, again, exactly. I did a paper on this a few months back, and they're doing it again.
Perfect. Yeah, but it's only, like, I still say Mark Henry should feud with Rusev.
I'm sure he will eventually. But I don't think he'll, like, beat Rusev. I think he'll just be murdered by him.
Again?
Yeah, why not?
He always gets murdered by people. He's meant to be the world's strongest man.
He's on his way out.
Oh, yeah. He's getting on. He's getting injured. Where's Big Show these days? I don't know.
Who cares? My favorite thing is that I'm saying, right? Lana was doing her spiel about how America is better than Russia, and Rusev was like, Rusev, and then all Zeb Coulter does is comes out, and the fans go crazy, like they understood. Yes,
where this was going. Yes,
we like him now somehow. So
yeah,
basically,
he's not going to be racist anymore.
Basically, now we like the anti-immigration bigot. He's cool now.
He's cool now because he's on our side.
Yeah. So yeah.
You can be a bigot, but he's our bigot.
Yes. That's how it works now. That's been wrestling for years. That's great.
That's all right. Don't worry. Ivan Koloff will be in there soon.
Just right. Like when Kane turned babyface, so all of a sudden now we were cheering for Lita's rapist.
Exactly. WWE. Oh, wrestling. Love it.
Wrestling, you're a crazy woman.
You know, Bret Hart went out as a bad guy, but, in the end, we were cheering him.
Of course.
Because of what happened in Survivor Series.
That's right.
But what? After all the stuff he said about America, you're going to cheer him now.
I just feel like Jack Swagger is going to... It's we're just biding our time until it becomes a comedy character. Because when he talks, and maybe just never have him talk ever again. Because when he talks, he has like a cartoonish lisp. It's
yes.
Hilarious.
Daffy Duck-esque.
It's so funny. He just can never talk, ever. So Zeb Coulter just has to be frozen in carbonite, and he can just, like, carry his head around and have him cut promos.
Or just make him a Paul Heyman guy.
Yeah.
Speaking of, they're doing another battle royal because our friend Bad News Barrett is injured.
No!
Just when he's getting on a roll, he always gets injured.
I still say you need to make this guy the general manager.
Barrett?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Like, that's perfect for him. He just gives people bad news.
Would he be a heel general manager or a face the general manager?
I'm sure he'd be a heel, but I'm sure he would turn himself babyface eventually.
Yeah.
You can't not. You know, because they don't have a general manager on SmackDown anyway. Vicky's fired.
Vicky's gone. Yeah, they're doing a story on she's getting the full network treatment
tonight. Yeah, actually, you know what? They don't have one. They don't have a general manager on Raw either.
Where is Maddox these days?
He was fired, and then he was eaten by Kane, and then he was fired.
Oh yeah. Well, you don't need you've got the authority. You don't need a general manager.
Yeah, well, you should bring Bad News Barrett in
to do something at least.
Although technically, I think Bad News Barrett was like a part of the authority because he was like their hitman before he was injured. So
they've got two hitmen. They've got one that eviscerates people.
So it actually makes sense to bring him back as a general manager. That'd be great.
It would, but they won't.
He'd just be like, if Triple H would be like, if you thought that there wasn't going to be a general manager anymore,
I'm afraid I've got some bad news. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Wow, that'd be tremendous.
Triple H, get on that if you're listening.
Yeah, right now. Put your cookie down. Or whatever it is you snack on in the privacy of your own
your office
quarters.
While you're watching the people work out in Orlando.
By the way, there's some contract signings that we need to.
Yes, we need to discuss this. Not just any old contract. It's a public contract signing.
Yes, there's a public. This is, again, we mentioned the Sin Cara thing that happened a couple of years ago in Mexico. They're doing something very similar in Japan when WWE tours over there next month. Or I guess that's.
Are they doing a Raw there? Or is it just a tour?
I believe it's just a tour. I think the last Raw they did wasn't all that successful.
It wasn't a Super the Tokyo Dome, was it?
I don't remember where it was.
Okay.
But they're. I think it's gonna. God, I want to say Sumo Hall. They're doing it, but I'm just guessing. But they're doing a public contract signing, and yes, they haven't announced the name, but one can only assume it's gonna be Kenta coming in.
Who?
To be the new Yoshitatsu.
Taka Michinoku?
Yeah, it's my guess. I don't know. Yeah.
The guy that Triple H doesn't know about.
Exactly. It was a joke for us. I was making a joke.
Dave Meltzer's a little sheepish. Like, oh, okay.
Okay. Poor Dave Meltzer. You can tell he doesn't get out much.
Bless him, he doesn't know sarcasm.
He doesn't.
He probably didn't find any of the DX stuff funny then.
Except then when you hear him sarcastic. He's hilarious when he's sarcastic. It's weird. So yes, Kenta. And also looks like Kevin Steen, his last date in Ring of Honor is July 19th, I want to say.
I watched the Ring of Honor pay-per-view after we did the show. Woo! Good show.
What a show, eh?
Great show.
So Kevin Steen.
I forgot because he was in TNA for so long how good Christopher Daniels is.
Indeed. And
I forget how good a lot of people are when they're in TNA, to be fair.
Well, I mean, they do have their good matches in TNA. They get buried under so much.
Yeah, about 5 years ago.
And then Prince Devitt comes in. His last date in Europe is the end of July. So we're going to have three.
He did do progress already.
Progress, yeah. So we're going to have a big fall for NXT with these guys coming in and finding their new gimmicks and stuff.
Do you think they're going to put Kevin Steen in NXT?
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
You don't think they'll put Kenta in NXT, do you?
I'm sure they will. It's sad, but I'm sure they'll do it.
See, these are the WWE are the people that put Liger in the NXT.
Well, it's because they don't want them to do their same gimmick, so they got to find something that works.
Yeah, although I think Kevin Steen is that good, he could work with any gimmick.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sure he can. They can give him a stupid gimmick, and he'll make it work. But first, he needs to work on being less fat.
Yes, he needs to be working out with The people, the developmental, and drop some weight.
And for that reason, he probably won't even show up on NXT for a good while, because I'm sure they're going to condition the crap out of him before they even think about putting him on television.
Well, hopefully he's not lazy, like other people that were there and then left.
Yeah. So those are the... Again, it's going to be an interesting time, man. I'm running out of steam. I'm tired.
There's so Indeed.
Much stuff happening in wrestling. It's exciting times. How's the world?
It's always a good time around this time because they always press the reset button around this time for SummerSlam.
Well, quite.
And I guess they did yesterday with the return of Jericho and AJ and people.
Yeah,
so we'll see Brock like, Lesnar back soon, I'm sure.
It looks like it looks like you're bringing in Lesnar for SummerSlam. You're doing the four way at. We should probably mention that.
Have you ever seen a good fatal four way?
Nah. The four-way at, what's the next one? Battleground.
Which, by the way, was the one that everyone thought we'd have war games at.
Yeah.
But then they broke our hearts and got rid of the Shield.
So it's Cena defending against Kane, Orton, and Reigns. This sounds horrible, by the way. It just sounds like it's not going to be.
It's a car crash.
And, by the way, people are bringing this up, and I don't want to feel like I'm just mimicking the internet, but it's totally true. If Triple H doesn't like Roman Reigns, why is he putting him in the title match?
Well, he's got to balance it out somehow. He's doing what's best for business.
They tried for weeks to make sure Roman Reigns didn't even get close to the title.
Yeah, but the fact that he got there now, whatever, just put him in. They did. Show him in there.
Yeah, it's like, I give up, I guess. It's idiotic. It's like,
what was it? The ending of Raw was interesting with the whole Roman Reigns glaring at Triple H thing.
Oh yeah, it feels like they're going towards that at SummerSlam.
I don't know if he's ready for that though.
I'm sure he's not, but it's going to happen.
Triple H is not going to. You think he's going to go over for a third pay per view in a row? Fourth pay per view in a row.
I don't know, but come August, you're going to have that. Those same nerds are coming out of the woodwork.
Triple H is not gonna. He's not gonna sell for Roman Reigns.
He doesn't put anybody over, dude. I mean, WrestleMania was like that didn't happen.
No, the payback didn't happen. Extreme Rules definitely didn't happen.
Yeah. Oh yeah, those matches too.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Triple H doesn't put anybody over.
Well, you know.
Maybe 10 years ago he didn't. He does now.
Yeah, so...
Actually, to be fair, even 10 years ago he did. I'm not going to lie. At WrestleMania he did. Put Cena and the like over.
Yeah, but at that point he was still a star. He had to be treated like a star. Now he's, you know, he's putting people over.
He's doing what's best for business.
You got good star power, too. You got Jericho there who's you know, he's...
How long is he there for this time, though?
I don't know. He's said that he's there to put people over. That's what he's there for now. So it's...
And that's basically what Shawn Michaels and them were doing by the end of their careers.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
It's great. It's a great role to be.
See, for Undertaker, who just comes in and you put Brock Lesnar over, as we know about every week.
He is the one in 21.
Yeah, 21 and 1. It's a random number, though, isn't it? 21 and 1.
Yeah. In history, people are going to be like, why? Why did they just lose at 20? That doesn't make sense. And then they're going to see, oh, that CM Punk guy. And they're not going to know who it is, that CM Punk guy, because WWE doesn't acknowledge his existence anymore. So they'll be like, why did he lose to some random guy called Punk? And then he beat
But the fact that there's one thing they can't get rid of, unfortunately, CM Punk's title reign is the longest in this era.
They can't get rid of it. They'll forget it somehow.
They can't.
Don't worry,
years down the line, Triple H's kids will hash out a relationship with CM Punk and put him in the Hall of Fame.
Well, you know what?
Triple H is doing now.
They don't have to acknowledge it because this era thing is so contrived anyway.
Indeed, it is.
The longest title run in this era? Like, what fucking era? That was a stupid stat anyway.
Yeah, there was only one era. That was the Attitude Era.
Yeah, I don't like this use of eras when you talk about wrestling. This is apparently called the reality era.
Is it?
Really? Yeah, apparently.
How long have we been in the reality era?
I didn't know this. I want a timeline of all the eras where they started and ended.
Okay, so we the only era we know is the Attitude Era. That was like 97/2001.
That's the only one I acknowledge.
Okay. So what was the era between that and the reality era?
I think I saw it written somewhere, but I don't remember what it was.
Okay.
I know there was a PG era.
That was a PG era.
But there was one in between.
But aren't we still in the PG era?
There have been like five eras since the Attitude Era, which is why I don't acknowledge the era theory. It's stupid.
We were in the Cena era. Era.
Era.
Era.
Calm down, Ted Kennedy. I don't know. I don't get it. Era. You ever see Howard Stern? He like picks up. He would like pick up a megaphone and he would just do his Ted Kennedy impression.
That'd be awesome,
Senator Kennedy. Era. I don't know. I can't do it. Should we go home?
Yeah, let's go home. I've got World Cup watch.
NXT was awesome, by the way. You should watch it.
I will.
It's always awesome. Just do it. So much better than Raw.
Well, considering we've talked about Raw this week, we might not be back on Monday.
What I do is I watch NXT. No, I watch Raw because Raw for me has become such a chore. Not this week, but lately it's been a chore for me.
Yeah, yeah. I have to get him to watch it.
And then I watch NXT to reward myself. It's indeed awesome. I'm very happy with that formula of wrestling watching.
I think that's good. And then we just ignore anything. There's only one show on Thursdays anyway.
So there might not be Raw. Yeah, right. I don't know what we would talk about next Monday. We might have an interview, actually, so.
Oh, there we are.
We might be back, but to find all that info out when we'll be back, we'll definitely be back on Saturday with some sort of show. Follow at DesDelgadillo on Twitter. For us, at The Wisp. Steve is in Orlando right now in developmental, but if you'd like to.
He's in development, but he's actually in developmental.
But if
we need to, curve some of his views and some of the stuff he says.
Yes. So if you'd like to see what he's up to over there, at MonkeyPusher69. And remember, we're on Amazon now. If you go to thingsdezsays.net and click on the Amazon link, it'll take you to the same Amazon.com that you know and love. Only every purchase that you make helps support the podcast just a little bit at no extra cost to you. So if you
none whatsoever. You don't get charged anymore.
If you don't do it, you're a terrible human being.
And that's yeah, all I'm saying. You're a citrus fruit.
You yes. Don't be a citrus fruit. Support thingsdezsays.net on Amazon. And if you can't do it monetarily, but you still want to help out, well, you can. You can just head up to iTunes, subscribe, and leave us a nice review. Get those numbers up. Podcasts for us are all about the numbers.
You know that's right. It's just like the Money in the Bank ladder match and the Royal Rumble, apparently. All about numbers.
Yes, it's all about numbers. By the way, they changed it. Scott Stanford narrated the Money in the Bank video, and then they changed it to the announcer guy.
Yeah, with the deep voice.
Yeah, it's like, why is Scott even there?
To do superstars. Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. He's not even doing those. They have the other geek, Brian Saxton or whatever.
Oh, yeah, and the analyst.
I hate Byron Saxton, by the way. He is the worst. He asked a question on Sunday that I thought was the stupidest question I ever heard. I don't even remember what it was. Oh, no. He said, he asked it in a really stupid way, but he's like, Randy Orton, what's your,
was that the one where Randy Orton just looked at him?
Yeah, and he's like, he's like, what's your plan or something? But he asked it in a really stupid way. I don't remember what it was.
Randy Orton just looked at him.
Randy was like, what the fuck did they write for you? Like, I don't know. Please make your interviewers seem competent. Renee Young's done a great job. I don't know what her deal is, but she comes off like she actually knows what she's doing.
But she's been really good since she came in, actually.
Yeah, she's been great. But Byron Saxton is just like, he comes off like an idiot. And they're training him to be a color commentator. Like, I'm supposed to take this guy's word seriously, but he's a moron.
I don't want to listen to him.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's silly.
I want to listen to William Regal.
He should interview people. That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't it?
William Regal just interviewing people. He could do anything. Yes. He's like the Shawn Michaels of England. He just does anything awesome.
He does.
Anyway, that's it. We're taking off. We'll see you on Saturday for some form of show. I don't know what we're doing yet.
World Cup, potentially.
Probably. And Monday, we may or may not have an interview. And if we don't have an interview, then we probably won't do a show. So
if we don't do a show, then sorry.
Yeah.
We'll be back. Don't worry.
Eventually. Have a happy 4th of July. Oh, I'm going to be hungover on Saturday. That's going to be fun. Damn it.
That's the reason we're doing the show. The show might be up a little bit later than normal.
Have a happy 4th of July if you're in the States. If you're in Canada.
If you're not, piss off. I mean.
If you're in Canada, I hope your Canada Day has gone well.
They have a Canada Day?
They do have a Canada Day. Learn about other cultures, you uncultured swine.
Canada Day? What do they celebrate? Moose and maple syrup?
And hockey.
Bret Hart?
Yes. Those are three of Canada's best exports. Moose, hockey, and Bret Hart. It's on their flag. It's on their flag. It's like, there's a maple leaf, and then you have, if you look closely, you can see Bret Hart, like, holding a maple
leaf. In his pink tights.
That's all for now. Keep listening to this stuff. If you don't, then Faraz has got two words for you.
Piss off.